Kibbutz, what I want to discuss today, and maybe tomorrow, just before we leave for Yontif, is something that appears here in the poskim on the page, the Shulchan Aruch, in Pei Zayin. Well, it's not really directly a bas becholov issue, but it relates. If we take a look in the first source, the Taz mentions the following. In Tzivkot and Gimel, Shulchan Aruch, it stated, discussed based on the Mishnah, that dogim, right, the whole issue of bas becholov applies obviously to Gedi. Okay, and Gedi is extended by the Gemara to cover not only that particular species, but any type of behemoth or any type of animal is considered Gedi for this purpose. But Oaf is not, right? We had a machlokas about it. We assume that Oaf is not included in the Isser Bas V'chol of Daraisa. But it's what Darabonim, right? It's also Darabonim to have chicken with milk. And we had that a machlokas in the Mishnah. Two shitas explicitly in the Mishnah, Bekiva and Yosaglidia, maybe a third shita. And then according to some Rishonim, they have a dayak, a third sheet out of that. But that's with regards to psar oaf. But dogim, lechora, there should be no problem whatsoever. That fish together with milk would not be a problem at all. Many people do have fish together with milk, right? But the Taz here in Tzikot and Gimel here, the Taz quotes, Beis Yosef Kosov, Komakom ein lechol dogim b'cholov. Beis Yosef quotes a chumra, you should not have fish with milk either. Even though, again, we said clearly that Osavash and Dibichalimo is extended to mean Bsar Behema. And Midorbonon, we include Bsar Oaf. Good. Again, the way we assume. But Dogim is never included. The Beis Yosef quotes such a practice not to eat Dogim Bechalav, but for a different reason. It's not Isser in terms of Isser Bos Bechalav. Clearly, the Mishnah said explicitly that Bsar Dogim, okay, fish is not a problem. There's no din whatsoever of Bas B'chalav, not even Darbanan. There's no din whatsoever of Bessar Dogim B'chalav, but the Beis Yosef says it's some kind of a health danger. B'na Sakona. Ain Lecho Dogim B'chalav, B'na Sakona. However, yeah.
Is that clear to Yosef that it's a health danger specifically, not like some spiritual...
It's understood to be a... We'll see. We'll see the Makaris. We'll see that it's an actual Sakona. But it's certainly not in the din of Bas B'chalav. That's clear. Okay? And now the Taz says, who told Sofer? And that's a mistake anyway. It's not correct. It's a told Sofer. Okay, the Tzar Chlomar in Bosor. Okay, there is a practice, which we'll see in a moment, not to eat fish together with meat. You're familiar with that. Okay, we are familiar with our practice today. We don't eat fish with meat exactly. Many people, let's say if you have gefilte fish for the opening course, some other type of fish, the opening course is Friday night. If you have a separate plate and separate forks and so on, we don't eat fish and meat together. Says the Taz, that's what it's supposed to say. There's no issue of dogim b'chalav. No, it means dogim in basar. Right? Who told so? It's dogim in basar. Kimuska Borchaim Sim Kufain Gimel, as it says in Orchaim, we'll see in a second. That's what the Dark Moshe says. Now the Taz has a play on words here. Okay, we came to the Dark Moshe, Shinis Arev Le Beis Yosef Kan Bosa B'chalav. Right, that's a pun, right? You gotta mix up Bosa B'chalav mixed together. Okay, it's a Tarovis of Bosa B'chalav. Doesn't mean literally, it means he mixed up Bosa B'chalav. There was a printer mistake, whether Beis Yosef made a mistake or printer made a mistake. Shinis Arev Le Beis Yosef Kan Bosa B'chalav. Now the Taz does say, "Over Levush had the commercial Beis Yosef." The Levush seemed to accept exactly as the Beis Yosef. I don't know, but it's not correct. It's very simple. Taz says no such din of not eating basar. I'm not even dogging with milk. No such din. Shach also here in Sivkot and Hay, source two here again. This is not directly what we're talking about today. It's not a directly basar chalav problem, but it's here in our siman. And the Shach and Taz both. So the Shach writes in Sivkot and Hay, "Well, dogging because of our terrorism, that's the Levush." Right, the Levush, the official name of the Sefer is Atar Zov. He has all these, his name is Mordechai, I mentioned him in the past, no, Mordechai Yaffe. So all his Sorim are mentioned or nicknamed from that Pasuk, Mordechai Yotzim, etc. So he has many different things. So called Levush, one of them is Atar Zov. Okay, so because of Atar Zov is El Shalom, Mikol Mokom, Ein Lechol Dog, Mikol Nasakana. Commotion is Barbara Chayim Sim Kufayin Gimel Ad Kan L'Shalom. The Levush says you shouldn't eat like the Beis Yosef. You shouldn't eat dog in B'chalav, as it says in Kufayin Gimel. It says the Shah, that's Ad Kan L'Shalom. That's quoting the Levush. Ubeemes Nimshach Achar Beis Yosef Shekasa came. He got this in the Beis Yosef. Aval Tos, but it's a mistake. It's a mistake. Kilo Nisko Shom Ela Dogin Basar. It says take a look in Sim Kufayin Gimel. So if you do, you don't find anything there about fish with milk, right? So obviously it's a mistake. In other words, the Bush quotes it, don't eat dog and b'chol, because that's the kana, as it says over there in Orachayim Sim Kufayin Gimel. Yeah, but you look in Sim Kufayin Gimel, it's not what it says. Okay, it says lo niska sham dogim in basar. That's it. About toast. Kedoshim dogim in basar osim neisakana. Al becholav lo shamanav lo reino. But the habit of milk, we never heard of such a thing. Never saw such a thing. Okay, bechol yom yomanagin came. Many people have lavashal dogim becholav. They eat the fish, fish with milk. And eat it. Okay, Gam Darkei Moshe is Rabbi Yisrael b'zeh. Darkei Moshe disagrees. We came to Sefer Beresheva. Shara Chonim Sigur b'zeh. We got Beshatz Perikei Tzolim, which we'll see in a second. Mashem Hedi Leis by Filim Mishum Sakon. No Sakon at all. Who Pasha? Okay, therefore many people today eat tuna melts or whatever, right? Or other types of fish with cheese or with milk or lox and cream cheese or whatever, right? So we have no issue. Says the Shach. Okay. The Prima Godim, in both in the Mishpat Zov on the Taz and in the Sifte Taz on the Shach, says, again, we'll look at the source 3 first, that's in, here in Nasun, in the Mishpat Zov, Sivkot and Gimel, he quotes the Taz and so on, that Dogim Becholos HaKonov, he talks about, quotes a Knesset Gola, what about this whole concern about Dogim Becholov, is it any type of dairy, Chema, Shumana, Nikla, Malgabe, HaKonov, Ain Sakana, he distinguishes, we'll see tomorrow more, between, this chumra is not on all types of dairy. Okay, it's only with the milk, the question is, if it's made into butter, or shuman haniklat me'al gabe achalam, that's the cream on top. We don't today buy cream separately. I remember when I was a very little kid, so we're talking about now, more than 50 years ago, so my great-grandfather, Mar Bracha, was a Rav in Atlantic City, New Jersey. He was there for a minute before the gambling. There was no casinos in those days. It was a big Jewish community, and he was the chief rabbi there, whatever. So we used to go Salatat V'yantav and Shabbos, whatever, summertime. So they used to get in those days milk deliveries. You had a milk box. If you ask your grandparents, maybe they'll remember. Okay, outside the house was like a milk box. And some houses were still built in, but by an older house. I mean, Tinek, I've seen it. You know, not used anymore. It's painted shut. But you get a milk delivery in the morning, milk box. People didn't have as good refrigeration or whatever the reason. So I remember, I was a little kid, so I'd get up early in the morning. So it was my job to bring the milk. Okay, and you got these bottles of milk delivered from the milk. There was such a thing called the milkman. Okay, so you read books about a milkman. So milkman delivered, and you open the bottle. So on the top of the bottle was this cream. Because stuff settled, so that was considered, I never liked it personally, but people, that was like, oh, they put that in the coffee. It's a take it, buy cream on a separate thing. We don't have milk, but maybe that's what he means. Shuman and Nikla, Malgabe Cholo. Anyway, that ain't Sakonim. Okay, that is no Sakonim. Okay, we'll come back to that, but more important for us at the moment, if we're going to continue, Mashakasa Bezos, Kimo Shakasa Baruch Haim Kuf Ein Gimel, okay. That which the Beis Yosef write, as it says in Aruch Haim Kufay and Gimel, and the Shach screamed, it doesn't say that in Aruch Haim Kufay and Gimel. No, what he meant was, Hainu diyei sakana lecho dogim im basar ibn tzaraz, hu hadin cholav im dogim. Just like there's a sakana to eat fish with meat, we'll see in a moment, it says here, because it's tzaraz, we'll see that in a second, hu hadin cholav im dogim, yun sham. In other words, what the Prima God is explaining, the Beis Yosef didn't mean, it's usher to eat milk with fish, because sakana, like it says in Kufay and Gimel. And the Shach screams, well, it doesn't say in Kufay and Gimel. No, he means, like it says in Kufay and Gimel, about basar with dogim, so too cholav dogim. That's what he means. Like, it doesn't mean this din is found in Kufay and Gimel. He's saying just like. That's what he means, okay? He says, Hainu diye sakana lecho dogim basar, hu adin cholav dogim. That's what he means. Diye shazor sholav vashar cholav dogim. And he says, and they should be careful not to cook milk with dogim, ki chamir sakata. So we'll talk more about that. Okay? But as far as we're concerned here, the Shach and Taz both assume the toast sofer. Okay, the Prima Godim, the Sif Seidas, and Sifkot and Hay writes, Lucholabe sakana and Rechem and Shumim, maybe not. And there's a question of whether Shishim helps. So that's a preview of coming attraction. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Okay? If you take a look, the Pisre Tshuva, the Sifkot and Taz by us, quotes those who Shemekayim Divrei Halavush the Asur Lecho B'Cholav. Why? Maybe there is such an issue by eating a fish with milk. Why? Mishum Dechokar Eitzel Chachme Harofim. He did some investigation. Spoke to the doctors and the scientists and whoever. The Davka Dogma Hamutogim In Chema Mutor Lecho. Fish which has been fried, even if it's fried up in butter, that's mutor. There is, in fact, some kind of illness, an And here's how we see it, talking about physical illness, it's holy, okay? The dog in Makara Ma'od, because the fish are cold, and the milk can be bad, and whatever, some sort of a, we'll see, it's in the brackets, we'll see in a second. The Chassam Sofer says, I also spoke to a doctor, the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam was also a doctor, and he wasn't worried about this much. We'll get back to that. But anyway, so therefore, the Pribugadam also justifies the practice. Nonetheless, so therefore, the Chathila, some people don't eat it. Maybe it's a difference between milk and cheese. We look at the very end, he says, Venira Lida, Idna Shakola Olam, Mavashim Gam, Imcholav Shari. Okay, even if there maybe one time was such a danger, today everybody does it, we see it's not a danger, not a problem. Okay, but that's also with regards to Cholav and Dugim. All right, now the question was a Toz Sofer, because it really meant to say Basar with Dugim. Wait a second, why is that a problem? Right? Now, that's what I'm looking at now. Well, why is that a problem? In other words, the Shach and the Taz both said that the Beis Yosef is the toes, and there's no problem whatsoever with fish and dairy. That's not a problem. Some justify it. But the problem is fish with meat. That's a problem. Dog and bosser, that's a problem. Not in cholo. So we're happy with that. Who said that? Why is that a problem? Well, where'd that come from? Okay, that's what I'm looking at now. So that's a more your question. In other words, the Shach and the Taz both say the Dabar Pasha, the whole thing's a mistake in the Beis Yosef, and the Taz is pun, this Ariva Beis Yosef Khan Bos Bechol, as if it's obvious, oh, for sure, fish with meat, that's the problem, not with dairy. What do you mean? Who says, well, why in the world is fish with meat a problem? Yeah? So that has its origins in the Sugim Psachim, Ayin Vav Mem Beis, source 6, Mor Psachim says, Hahi Binisa. Okay, Psachim Ayin Vav Mem Beis. Hahi Biniso. And Rashi says in 7, Biniso Dag, a fish. The Itva Bahade Bisro, which was roasted together with meat. Osra Rava Mi Parzika Lemichla Bikutcha. Rava Mi Parzika, one of them are asered eating fish which was roasted together with meat. He asered eating it Bikutcha. Kutcha is a milchige dish. It was like sort of like mushed bread with yogurt. It was a milk. Kutach is sometimes called kutach. Kutach was a milchig dish. Okay. Sometimes when I want to say it's such and so obvious, we know the halacha is mutter kibeya bekutcha. The shalom, varied eggs with of course varied eggs with milk. Right. Anyway, but the kutach or kutcha is some sort of a milchig dish. So rabbi parzika again is it mushed up bread with yogurt. Anyway. So Rav Marzika said, you're not allowed to eat that milchig dish together with fish that was roasted alongside meat or together with meat. Okay? All right. What's the idea? We'll see. So Rav Marzika said, you can't, because the assumption is that since you roasted the fish together with the fish now has the flavor of meat in it. And this is a whole big sugya, okay, we'll call Recha Milsa, but we'll get to with Hashem at length. But the idea seems to be that the fish, since it was roasted with meat, absorbs the flavor of meat, so it's not proper to eat this fish together with milchis, because it has meat flavor in it. Okay. Mar barav ashi omar, afilu b'milcha nami sur. You're not even allowed to eat this piece of fish that was roasted together with meat with salt, I mean, by itself. Forget about eating it with a kutcho, which is a milking dish. I don't know, I eat it by itself. I feel a milcha nami asura. Why? What's the problem? Because Marbar Avashi asks it all together. If you cook fish together with meat, now I eat the fish at all. That's what he means. Okay, Rabbi Parzika said just can't eat with milk. That I understand, because it absorbs the flavor of the meat. Good. But he said, no, not about eating it with salt. Salt, you know, by itself, right? Why? Okay, Mishum dekasha l'recha u'ledavar acher. It's no good because of reach and davar acher. Let's see Rashi. Okay, binisa is dog. We said the itve b'hadi bisho b'tanur echad. You cook this piece of fish in the same oven at the same time together with meat. Okay, so also a rava b'parzika l'michel b'kutcha sheish bo cholav. Right, kutcha has milk in it. Mishum dekasav a reach milsi. The reach, the smell, the vapors from the meat. Even though the meat and fish weren't mixed together, but they were cooked in the same oven at the same time. So we know what happened. It gets hot. Right, you walk past a hot oven, something to cook. Well, it smells like whatever's cooking there. So here, the concern is that the fish absorbed some of the flavor of the meat. That's why. But Marbar Rashi, never mind. Even if you're not going to eat with milk, you can't even eat it by itself because it has the flavor of meat in it. because it's Recha Milsa. What's the problem? What's, why is there a problem eating fish with meat? We've heard of not eating milk with meat, but where do we see that they can't eat fish with milk? Fish with meat, rather? So he says, no, it's a sakana, it's a physical matter. It's Kashya Recha, which we'll see what that means. And Dobar Acher. Dobar Acher, says Rashi, is Taras. Apparently, it was believed then, anyway, that eating fish and meat constituted some sort of danger, could lead to Taras. Okay, that's called Dobar Acher. Dobar Acher is a, you know, sometimes I don't even want to say what it is. You know, the rock, for example, I mean, I don't know if it's so popular today anymore, but they, it's relatively not that long ago, you know, people wouldn't want to say cancer. So I got cancer. They would say in Yiddish, it says Yena Machla. Yena Machla, that disease. I don't even want to say it. You know, it's almost like a, I don't know, a horror, whatever, you don't even want to mention it. It's a Yena Machla. But sometimes the Gemara says Dobar Acher. Dobar Acher means different things. And sometimes the Gemara talks about the marital relation. It's Dobar Acher. Okay, but here it means Sarah. Okay. That's how Rabbi Chananel writes on the page here in Pesachim, in Vav Beis number 8. Mar Barav Ashi also lechol afilu b'melach mishum desobar dag ubasa shlis pasha yachtav ola eachel fish and meat. If you cook it together, you eat it. Kosher lerecha. We'll see what that means again. But dover acher pesh negat tzaras. Now hani kulu kirav. This is all based on Rav. It's a machlokas. We'll see in a second. Is indeed recha milsa, but that's not so posh. We'll talk more about that later on. There's a shamble later in the year, but Recha Milsa, I understand, let's say two items touch each other, says transference of flavor. So that's a machlokas, Rav and Levi, okay, early on Moroim, is the transference of flavor through smell also, through the fact that someone's cooking. Now, you know, again, you've, you know, imagine driving past someone's having a barbecue, it smells good, right? I mean, you smell the what's cooking, or you go into a restaurant, whatever. A lot of times the restaurants intentionally, they have the fans blowing the smell out to the street, so you'll be interested in going in. It smells delicious. Might our bakery or whatever. So the question is, halachically, is that considered meat absorbing the flavor of whatever is there, basar challah, whatever it is? We assume recha milsa means that the flavor is absorbed through without touching, even without any gravy, without any physical interaction, but just the smell. So the Rabbi Chana is pointing out, this is Aliba de Rav, who holds, okay, that the Hilcha Kirav, that this whole problem is Kirav, who holds Recha Milsa. And therefore he says, Hilcha Kirav Avdina. This teaches us, it's even here that we talk to Paskan Kirav. Okay, Raina Mishra Kaival and Kilevi. Okay, some Paskan Kilevi Recha Lavnos, but I don't think that's right. I'm not sure. I say, Hilcha Kirav, the Recha Milsa. Okay, and that whole premise here is Recha Milsa. Fine. The Tzlach. I just know who to point out on Akamar Psachim and Vavim Beis. This is this whole concern with the fish, both according to Rava Meprazika and according to who's the other one, Mar Baravashi, right? The concern is that this fish absorbed the flavor of the meat. So one of them said you can't eat it with milk, and one of them said you can't eat it alone because it's sakana. But the whole issue is that the fish absorbed the flavor. So this whole thing is aliba de Rav. That's what Ben Chanal is saying. Hold takarecha milsa. Okay, the tzlach. Says the commentary comes to Rav, Hilchus comes to Levi. We pass kind of Levi, okay. But come Le Rava, because she'd say Levi and so on. But after Mar Baravashi, the Sofa Suga, oh, sir, I'm Mishum the Mar Bidvar Sakana, the Chamir Sakanta Misur. We'll see in a second, okay. The Tzlach says something important. He says, one second, so Take, what if we pass kind of Levi, Rechel Avnosa, okay, so then what's the concern with the meat having absorbed the flavor of fish? Mar Baravashi, you can't eat it by itself. Oh no, because that's not a halacha, that's a sakana. And we have a principle, actually comes from Rohan Chulin, Daf Yud, Chamira Sakanta Misur. When it comes to assessing a danger that comes into because of things mixed together, whatever, okay, so then we're more strict than we are with Yisurim, right? And we'll come back to that point, but imagine for a moment, right? I mean, Chamira Sakanta Misur. If a guy tells, if somebody tells me that a little bit of meat, milk spilled into the soup, but don't worry, it's more than 60, so it's okay. What if somebody told you a little bit of poison is ripped in here, but don't worry, it's more than shishim. Are you going to eat it? Maybe not, right? Maybe it's okay. It could be the tak is okay. I mean, you know, we know that even some medicines have a small amount of sometimes toxic material that makes the medicine. It's a very small amount, too minute to make a difference. But again, that's an interesting question, which we'll touch on a little bit. You know, whether we say, when it comes to sakana, do the rules of shishim and other rules apply? Then another Behuda says over here that even though we pass like levi, recha lav milsa, but here by the fish with the meat, we'll say recha milsa because it's chamir sakanta misur. It's not an interesting point, okay? The Mordechai here in Chulin, and our ghost Mordechai, and in Remez Tavshin Memtes, it's Yud Aleph Mod Aleph, the page of the Mordechai. But Od Garcinim, he quotes this Gemara Pesachim, right? He quotes the Gemara Pesachim. The Mordechai is here by us in Chulin. Okay, he quotes this Sugin Pesachim, and he says Kasov Arecha Milsehi, obviously, and Mar Bar Rashi Omar in the second line, Afilu B'Milcha Namilo De Kasha. He says L'Reach HaPeh. Recha means not Recha Milso. Recha in look back in source four. Mar Bar Rashi Omar Afilu B'Milcha Nami Asur. This piece of fish which absorbed, which was cooked together in the same oven with meat, is no good. Mishum De Kasha. Le recha or davar acher. What does recha mean? Okay, in this context, I'm not recha milsa. You know, recha means recha pet. It gives you bad breath. So there are two problems apparently with this. It gives you some problem with your breath, and some problem, of course, with the pashal tzaras. Okay, and again, this is only a problem with that with dog bussel is bashal yachal lechal kashal recha pet or tzaras. It's fine. But nearly hedjo to be kandis, so that's the din. So apparently the concern of Mar Bar Rashi was that eating fish which is cooked together with meat, this is not no good for your breath, and it's also generally no good. It could lead to tzaras. Okay, now the Mordechai adds at the end, and Tavshinon, he writes at the end of 10, but nearly hedjo to be kandis harn be Ashkenaz uvitzarfas. That's why the minig around here in Ashkenaz and Tzarfas is when Nizhar and Lechol Dogu Bosa Zeachar Zeh below Kinoach. We don't eat take fish and meat one after the other without washing out the mouth first. Okay? And that's the practice. Okay, we don't eat fish and meat together. We don't eat them without washing your mouth. Kinoach, rinsing out your mouth or cleaning out your mouth. Umiyo Mashmade Tzakonikim Der Bishu Oyachal Yachar. However, it's only a problem if the fish and the meat was cooked together. Okay, if the fish and meat was cooked together. All right, but nevertheless, we have the minig not to eat them, even you know, even zeachazeh and so on. Practice is that, as I said before, many times on Friday night, I'm sure you know. Okay, after the fish, we have separate forks, we have separate plates. Many people, dafke, have some schnapps or something in between then to rinse out your mouth, or you have another piece of challah, right, to sip before you go on to the soup or whatever else fleishik is coming in. So that's the mokker. This is the mokker for that practice. The Rambam, as we alluded to before, does not even have this whole problem. The Rambam, Perek Tes, Halacha Chaf Gimel, writes, first he writes, Pas She'ofa Metzli. What about bread that was baked together with roasted meat? And that's not our issue today. V'dogim She'tzolam Im HaBosar. Okay, he says, fish which was cooked together with meat. Osur La'achon B'cholov. You can't eat it together with milk. And similarly, Ka'oro. Okay, he said it was just on the same plate. Okay, then it's mutter. We'll come back to that too. But what I'm pointing out is the Rambam does not mention any kind of concern for danger. He mentions you can't eat this piece. Again, we pass Recha Milsa, he says. So therefore, this piece of fish, which is cooked with meat, absorbed the flavor of the meat. Okay, so you can't eat it b'cholov. Okay? Just on the same plate, not a problem. But that's the second half of the Rambam. I'm going to answer right now the first half. He says, "V'dogim shetzolam in bosa also v'cholah, but dafka v'cholah, but by itself." Rambam didn't say anything. That was Mar Bar Rashi added. Shouldn't have eaten it by itself. It was cooked with meat because it's bad for the tzaras and it's bad for bad breath or whatever. I don't know. So maybe by the time of the Rambam, he understood medically that it's not a problem. Okay, and it's, you know, and the fact is sometimes in the days of the Gemara, they assume, again, I think it's acceptable, and the different opinions about it, but my own position is that it's acceptable to say that the Chazal operated with the best medical knowledge that was available at that time. Okay, today we have different medical knowledge about certain things. So, again, if someone say, no, Chazal knew what they said, okay, I'm not going to that problem right now, but, you know, that it could be that in the days of the Gemara, they taka thought that it was led to certain problems with your breath, and it led to tzaras. And by the days of the Rambam, like some sophists said, the Rambam was also a doctor, and he was aware of whatever these concerns were, and apparently he didn't say it was a concern. He doesn't list it as being a problem. It's also eaten with milk. Yeah, because it has absorbed flavor of flavor. That's a regular din of basur chol. It has the flavor of meat. Okay, the fish, but so you can't eat with chol. But he doesn't mention anything about the sakana. Okay. However, other poskim, even later in the Rambam, assumed that whatever the concern in the days of the Gemara was is still a concern. So the tour in our Chaim's in Yerodea, in Simkuf Tezayin. Simkuf Tezayin in Yerodea is entitled Dvarim Ha'asurim Mishum Sakana. Okay, we're not going to really do the Kuf Tezayin this year inside, but we'll learn it a moment now. In Yerodea, Simkuf Tezayin, okay, it says Dvarim Ha'asurim Mishum Sakana. And he has a list of things which were considered usur. Probably a famous one, Mayim Megulim, you know about that, right? Water that was left exposed overnight, because there's a concern that what? The snakes would come in and drink from it and thereby leave some of their poison behind. Okay, that was a concern. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions that in Yerodeis in Kuf Tezayin. So among the things that are mentioned there, Dvarim Asur Mishum Sakana, okay, is in source number 12, okay, this one. Zarech lizar shelo lechal boser dog biyachad. One of the things which is assumed from Sakana, Taka, the Tor Paskins, the fact Ram doesn't mention, Tor Paskins don't eat fish and meat together, shekoshel tzaraz. Okay? Because again, it's completely tzaraz. V'yeish machmirin b'dovar, and there are some machmir, liyachad ledogim kelim levad, to have separate kelim for fish. Okay? Now, I don't even mean mamish a whole separate set, or just like we do, not to serve it on the same plate. And you don't have to have a separate set of dishes. You can serve the fish on your fleshing plate. You just don't eat fleshing on it afterwards, right? But that's what we do, where we have a separate fork. And so it could be a fleshing fork or milk and fork, whatever the situation is. Okay? So, yeah.
Do you like a Ben Yomo fleshing plate?
Even a Ben Yomo fleshing plate? I think so. Okay? Now, but Adoni Ovi HaRashdal, Hayarugya Lirchot Yadov. The Torah quotes my father, the Rosh. The Torah is written by the son of the Rosh, of course, Ben Yaakov Ben HaRosh. He writes, my father, Rosh, he would wash his hands, rinse his hands between Bosel and Dog. And also, by Ashura Pas B'Yayin, and he would dip a little bit of his bread into wine, but Ochlo Ben Time, right? That cleans out your mouth, because you're chewing the bread, so it gets rid of whatever other junk is in there, a plaque or whatever else you have there, okay, and it you know, gets rid of the flavor. That was the practice of the Rosh, the Torah quotes, okay. The Ramo and the Darkei Moshe there on the Torah, in Kuf Tezayin, Oz Gimel, Darkei Rosh Moshe writes from Mordechai, Bahagos, right? He quotes the Mordechai, we'll see, okay. That we saw that in number 10, Bahagos Mordechai. So he says, Mashma the ain sakana bebasar bedogim rak levasho biyachal lochon avalechol zerchas ebelukim lochlo. He quotes that this was an excessive chumra of the Rosh, and he would wash his hands and clean out his mouth. Never says that. The only concern is don't eat them if they were cooked together. But afterwards, it should be mutter. One after the other should be mutter. And it doesn't say anything about washing out your mouth and so on. He says that's why b'di'evit it's okay if they're roasted together. They'll have sakana that rock their bishul. Okay, but they're not sure enough b'di'evit. Okay, but if it's the meat and the juices, you know, the gravy interacts, you know, from one for the other, then it's aser. All right. And as far as washing your hands, he writes in Oz Dalid, he quotes the Agosh Ardura, Lo ra'isi afil prushim utznuim. Even the frumis don't do it. They're not makbid on that. Even the frumaks are not makbid. Ela osin kinoch ha'pelechud. They'll clean out their mouth. Like I said, many people have the make l'chaim, a little bit of schnapps, something like that. I'm not advocating drinking alcohol. I'm just saying that the people do it. I'm sure you've seen that your Shabbos table, that after they can filter fish, I take a sip of schnapps. Okay, that we see. But they gotta go wash your hands, he says, Lo ra'isi afilu prushim utznuim nogim kain. Elo, so kinuch ha'pelechud v'adochei deshtia. You're through drinking. Okay? So how do we rule? So look in the Shulchan Aruch, there in Yerodeis in Kuf Tezayin, Alon. Sif beis, tzorech lizor, sholech ha'bos v'der v'yachad, neshakosho tzaraz. And the Ramo ed, v'chein ein litzlos bos v'dog mishum recha, mi'ubidiyevet ein oser. But it's not a problem. And Siv Gimel, the Mechaber kind of agrees. He writes, Yirchot Yodov Ben Basel Adag. He holds, like the Torah says in the name of the Rosh, you should wash your hands. V'yochel Pas Chari Ben Time. And eat the bread that was dipped in something. It says additional flavor in the meanwhile. Kedei Lechot Spir. And the Ramo adds, Yesh Omim De'ein lochos is there, rak shem vashlom yachad v'ochan. The only problem is they were cooked together. Avalochon zechos ein lochos at all. V'chein noag in shalolur chotz haper v'lo hayadayim b'neim. We don't even insist on washing out your mouth, let alone your hands b'neim. When we come up on yesh lechol dover, you don't have to wash out your mouth, but you eat something in between. V'yesh lechol dover b'neim lishtos. That accomplishes the cleaning and the rinsing. Okay, and that's, as I said, what many people do to this day. Okay, it bothered me, frankly. Actually, yesterday I had a kiddush my shul. Okay, and I actually sponsored my wife, so she bought sushi, and I saw it on the tables right now. It bothered me. I'll jump. So it bothers me sometimes. You go to a fancy smorgasbord. And they have fish, but they also have meat, right? You know, they're separate trays. You know, I think people put them on the same plate, they use the same fork. I'm especially sensitive, I happen to be allergic to fish. So I'm especially sensitive because I've gone to places, I sometimes have to ask, is this fish? Sometimes it looks like chicken or it looks like other type of meat. You know, so I always ask, what is this? You know, because if I eat fish, I'm in trouble. So, but I actually spoke years ago to people in the OU and from the Chavkei and from the stock. I said, well, why do you do that? If they have fish, okay, have fish. Baked fish, they have baked fish and sauce with vegetables or whatever. People like it because they hate, but don't put it right next to the steak bits or whatever. Or the Hawaiian chicken, whatever else is in those trays. They put on a separate area. Sushi, they talk to do have a separate area. Okay, they should have a separate area for these hot fish also. So I was concerned, you know, the sushi was right next to the chomp. I've told me it was vegetable sushi. So vegetable sushi, there was no fish. It was just vegetable. Okay. But anyway, I think that it's not a bad thing to be careful, but people are not careful. All right, it's not the end of the world, but based on this din, that says in the Shulchan Aruch, you should separate them. Okay, so that's in terms of fish and meat. The Shach writes, and called Aleph there in Simkuf Tezayin, writes, B'dievet Shori, the law of Sakana Rak, Derech Bishul, B'dievet, it's all okay because the only problem was cooked together. Nevi'imeim Smuchim, Shashum and Zob, Mechel HaChavera, Asurim HaFtivet, but if there's a transfer of flavor, it's a problem. Okay, and now he writes, the Maharshal, the Shach points to the Maharshal, Yom Shlomo, who would reject this whole thing. Maharshal, okay, which we'll see in a second, in the Yom Shlomo in the next page. Sifro Paragimel, Paragidan Osha, Simitesva, because of the Mutter, Litzlos Dogim, Imbosu, the Tanner Echad, Afilu, Lechatchila, the Ainbo, Mishum Recha, Milson, and Sakona, he says as follows. He says the whole thing is off. It's absolutely mutter to roast fish together with meat in one oven. It's not a problem. Okay? It's not a problem. Even lechatchila. Why? Because there's no problem of recha milsa in sakana. Okay? The dafka kishetzolin osan mechuborin zeitzel ze osir. It's only a problem they're touching with its contact. Ah, you'll tell me recha milsa? Recha milsa is a halacha in halacha, in psak. In Yoredeya, Hilchas Bas V'Cholov, that doesn't transfer to the world of Sakana. That's the Mashal's point. An interesting point, right? Do we have the same rules? Okay, and that's the whole question. Does Halacha establish a Metzias? In other words, is it a Metzias or it's Halacha? So you could, the Mashal seems to say, good, there's a din called Recha Milsa with regards to the Yisur Bas V'Cholov. In the world of Halacha, it's a problem. But Lav Dafka, that's the same case in the world of Sakana. Right, that's the Marshal. It's an important, it's an argument, really. Right? He says, there's no din of Recha Milsa. Recha Milsa Chiddush and din of Basu Chalav. It's a halachic term. It's a halachic issue. And it doesn't apply to the world of danger. Okay? However, he does disclose, in full disclosure, he says, it was Sefer Be'er Sheva, Herach Mezeb Chalakalav. Be'er Sheva disagreed with the Marshal. And so, Pasuk, not only is it Aser Lechatchila, to cook fish and meat, he also pasuk afil b'di'evet asur mishum recha milsa. Because my mom is at the extreme, even b'di'evet it's a problem. Okay, afil nitzel nifradim zevitzel. They didn't touch each other and so on. So at the end, the Shach writes that it depends what the minig is and so on. But in any event, the Be'er Sheva's point is because adarava, like we saw in the tzlach, chamira sakanta misura. If there is something called recha milsa in the world of halacha. Are you so sure that it shouldn't apply to the world of danger? There's a danger here. Oh, don't worry, it's only a little bit of poison. Okay, it's a suffix, right? You left something in the fridge, or it's a suffix. Was that the piece? Right, you can have a suffix chela, suffix shuman. Okay, so we'll go by rove. Right, you have three pieces of meat, two of them, we don't have them mixed up, so two of them are kosher, one's not kosher. So, yeah, okay, there are two pieces of meat, and one of them may have poison in it. We'll say, oh, no problem, I'll eat all three, I'll send them basaruba. Right, I mean, they don't do that, but that's a question. Right, so that's the Be'er Sheva's comment. It's Chamir Sakata Misura. If the halacha established that halachic principle, then Taka, it's Chamir Sakata Misura. Look in the 16, the Amshul Shlomo. That's the Marshal. Right, he quotes the Smak and others who say it's Dafka, some people, Dafka, B'tanur Katon. It's only a problem in a small oven because they're closer together, so there's more flavor to be absorbed, but not B'tanur Goda in Lahakrid. And he also says, Mikom Hakom Nirali, the Mutala Chatchila. He matter like we said, like the Shachor, the Marshal says, "Mochnele chatchila to cook fish with meat." Okay, and he says, "V'kvein shechasam Mordechai b'shem Maimoni, tzalu dog and basa also locha b'cholov." Like we saw the Rambam, right? That was, we saw the Rambam Perek Tes, locha chav gimel. That was in source 11, right? The Rambam was worried about the whole thing. He says, "Dog it shechasam in my basa also locha b'cholov." Okay, it's only osir and milk. Right, that's the Marshal's quoting. This is the Rambam. Okay, shetzolik dog and bosa alcha b'cholah alma, but other things by itself, then it's mutter. And berecha ain't shum sakon. There's no din of sakona berecha milson. Okay, then at the end he adds something else and concludes. Umelo sharif ilachav kiel. Olekal means the shem yochalim b'cholah. What about one second? What about saying, you know, we should get rid of this meat altogether? We should get rid of this piece of fish altogether. Why? Because it was cooked with meat. So you're right, there's no sakana. Yeah, but if you have a piece of fish in the fridge, what might we be afraid of? You'll now go ahead and you'll eat this piece of fish with a glass of milk. In other words, you're right. Right now, it's okay. Right now, it's no problem by itself. Maybe this should be there. But we don't do that. It's not really clear why he says, "Lo matzino chumus ze'elav pas haralechem kol dover." By pas, we have to chumah. Okay, we don't have milky bread. Unless, you know, unless it's a simon, unless it's some kind of an indication, we'll discuss with Hashem later in the year. But that's only by pas, because pas eat with everything and not necessarily by fish. I printed here, just so you see it, with the shock was referring to in 17. Chuvah's Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva was an early Achron. His name was Yisachar Be'er Eilenberg. Okay, as it's at the end there, Noam Yisachar Be'er. Ben Madonel Yisrael is a pronounce Eilenberg. Okay, so Be'er Eilenberg, which was called Be'er Sheva. It's not only Chuvah's in the volume of the Be'er Sheva, it's also a commentary on some Gemaras. But in the Chuvah section, in Siman Lamed Hey, he says, "Ve'al tite b'dover, don't think, okay, that ain't sakonakim derek bishul, that it's okay if not derek bishul. Don't think like that. It's not true. It's not what he meant. Okay, zevarai tos gomorhu. Okay, and he learns the Gemara differently, and he quotes Rashi, that everybody agrees that you're not allowed to cook them together and so on, and he concludes that even with the evidence also. So it comes out with three sheets if you think about it, right? The Darkei Moshe says lechatchila it's osur, okay, but with the evidence it's mutter. The Marshal says even lechatchila it's mutter, and the Be'er Sheva says even with the evidence it's osur. So you have three different sheets on this, okay? Now, are everyone with me? Okay, that, again, all this is about meat and fish. The Taz, and that same simon, I want to quote it because it's a famous Taz. It's in Kuf Taz Zayin, it's in Kotten Beis, okay, 18. He says, "Miu b'diavad ein osa hanav recha l'chud." Okay, if it's just a recha issue, then it's not, then it's mutter b'diavad. That's how we pass. That's the Ramon, that's the middle sheet. Okay, again, the Marshal at one extreme says it's mutter l'chadkil. The Be'er Sheva, the other extreme, says it's osim b'diavad. Okay, it's osim b'diavad. And the Ramon in the middle of the Darkei Moshe, so that's what Taz says. Okay, he says, "Mir b'diavad ain't osur." Right? A comment to Taz, and that's the Kron Beis. Hani b'recha l'chud. That's only issue with recha. Avon nisbashu yachad. Then asur not b'diavad. Okay, they were cooked together in a way that there was, you know, gravies got mixed up and so on. Then it's up b'diavad. And then he writes. The second law, he quotes that Mordechai, "Dover sheyesh bo misum sakona, dino ki iser levat lo b'sheish, b'shishim, b'sam, b'yosech homer." Okay, he says the idea of Chamira Sakanta Misura knocks out some of the classic ways which we deal with Isura. In the realm of Isura Heter, there are certain rules, but they're not extended to the realm of Sakana. Okay? Shishim is not going to help, in other words. Look at the end of the first paragraph that you've got in base. The Lo Mahani Shishim, the Chamira Sakanta Misura. That's what it means, Chamira Sakanta Misura. And therefore, the fact that the Batul Shishim, no, Batul Shishim is a dinim psak in Yardaya, Nechlus Vosu Chalav and Nechlus Tarovis, but it doesn't work for Sakana. However, and it brings, by the way, an interesting riot, because what was the tour, what was the concern again with the snake? Okay, the Allah drink water that was left overnight, uncovered, because maybe a snake snuck in and deposited some of his eretz. Now, it happens to be that, I think we know today it doesn't work like that. Okay, the snakes don't inject their venom. They only inject venom when they bite, when they attack. So, you don't want to get bitten by a snake, but you don't have to worry about water, even if the snake touched it. I mean, other than the fact that my father was revolting, you don't have to worry about their being, that's just not how snakes work. They don't, today we know, they don't inject their venom that way. But that's how they thought. Okay? Now, says the Taz, this is the Kotan Beit, I'm just saying it outside, says the Taz, how much venom soap was put in? A whole tub of water. L'chorah, there's certainly what? Shishim in the water against that little bit of venom. And yet you see what? They were concerned. So Taz, the Haraya, that we don't say Shishim by a surah. Chamir Sakat and a surah. We're not going to tell, oh, it's only a little bit of poison, don't worry. Okay, that's how the Taz hold. Mashma, three lines at the bottom of Sifkat Beis in 18. Mashma de lo mahani shishim de chamir sakata misura. Okay, he quotes the Mashal and then rejects it. Okay, now of course they were cooked together. It's a cotton gimel that Taz. Who did in mitzul keachad mamish zeh im zeh? Okay, they were cooked together. All right, mamish was zeh im zeh, so then it is a problem. Then it is a problem. And he mentioned different issues in regards to one oven, it has to be the size of the oven and so on. In the end, he writes, just a moment. Oh, wait, no. The Nekudas HaKesef from the Shach in 19 disagrees with this principle. And he says, no, it's the same principle. If it's Batul B'Shishim, works in Halacha, works in Sakana too. Okay? V'hikshav D'arkei Moshe, V'li Nireh D'lo Koshamidi, the shiny Zir, the Nochosh, the Mikli Kali Tuva. Yeah, it's true. It's an interesting riot that the Taz brings. Obviously, the venom of the snake should be Batul B'Shishim, and yet we're concerned about drinking that water. So that the Shach Taz says proves that we don't apply Shishim here because Chamir Sakanta Misura, and the Shach disagrees that we do apply Shishim here. What about the snake? He says the Nachash Mikli Kali Tuva. The venom is very powerful. It's much more. It's an exception to the rule, plain English. An exception. Usually Shishim works even by Sakana, because it's not enough that it's causing damage. Snake venom happens to be, super, powerful or whatever. Okay, it's stronger, and therefore, shisha doesn't work there. But basically, he writes, the low machmir is a kata tzvei misura. Okay, a little bit tzveika. Okay, the doubt, like I said before. Avahechadi kishishim v'nisbat v'vadai lo mistaber klal l'chalek ben yisur sakanta. So that's a famous way, again, not really our issue, but it's in the siman that we're kuf design. We refer to the famous machlok of Shach and Taz. Other people weigh in on it. Do we say chamir sakanta misura by? Do we apply the rules the world of this and that there to the world of sakana? Okay, he writes lo mistaber klal l'chalek ben yisur sakanta, but the Taz was b'chalek. Okay, yes, good. Now, just a couple other achronim on this, the Rav Shlomo Kluger, and on this issue, it's a big issue. Rav Shlomo Kluger and his tshuvas, wrote long tshuvas called Tuv Tam B'Das. He has a collection of tshuvas called Shals of Tshuvas, Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo. It's a pasuk in the end of Shir Shirim. Aleph Shlomo Masan Ochiris Priyo. So his name was Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger. So the Shas Chuvas, Aleph Shlomo Kluger, abbreviated the shorter Chuvas. Okay? A couple paragraphs, and some even shorter. So it's 1,000 Chuvas there. That's what's called Aleph Shlomo. Okay, it's got 1,000 Chuvas in that volume. So it says, Shas Chuvas, Aleph Shlomo, in your day, it's in the Kuf Lamed Zion 20, Mashashal Bedogim, Ubishum, Shiyesh, Reishbo, Chashash, and it's Arvubo Pirum Shabasa. A little different case. You have a piece of fish, you have some vegetables, and piece of meat might have dripped into it or gotten tangled in it and so on. Imahani Samet, the Shishim work there. And he writes, Hine Hadogim Asura Mitam de Besakona Lo Mahani Samet. He says the fish is going to be Asur. Okay, the vegetables can be Mutter, there's no Sakona of vegetables and meat. To them we can apply Shishim. But the fish is going to be Asur. So he passed them like this way. The Chamir Sakanta Misura. Some sulfur. We alluded to it before, the Chachuva quoted in Chelik Yerodeus in Kuf Aleph, 21, Kuf Aleph, quotes that Rashal was Machmer and so on and so forth. He brings the Rambam, all right, and the second line he says, Shmamina dehu berov beki uso, or beki uso betivios uberfuos. The Rambam, based on his great bekiyas, his knowledge of nature and science and medicine and so on, I'm a doctor. Yoda the Berecha ain't a Mazik. Okay, somehow the Rambam knew. That's why the Rambam didn't bring that up. The Rambam said the piece of fish which was roasted in the meat, you can't even chol it. Okay, because it has the flavor of meat. So Recha Milsa in the world of Halacha. However, he didn't mention a word about not eating by itself. And some so says it because the Rambam is not new medicine and new science or whatever. And they figured out that whatever concern there is not going to be a problem with Recha Milsa. Fish absorbing meat flavor is not a problem. Let's And he writes, Efshe Shagam Bizmanam Lohaya Sak. He has an interesting, another point, I'm sorry. He says, Mekol Mokom, Havala Ramalavi, because otherwise he should have at least said it's also roasted together. Okay, but now he says something else on the fourth line there. Could be, the Srila Le Rambam, the Binisa Hudag Yadua Shenikra King. Take a look back for a moment at the very Gemara that we started with, Sacham Ayin Vav Amin Aleph. Okay, Ayin Vav Amin. It says, Ahu binusa, binisa, deeper about it. What was the case? This type of fish. So some sulfur suggests maybe the whole problem to begin with was what? That particular type of fish called binisa. Not that that was an example for all fish in general. You hear what he says? He says, maybe the binisa who dag yedu shenikra came. Vehu she'asa lechol en bos mishum sakata. Velo dogim acher. That's what the Rambam doesn't quote it. And it could be, it doesn't. We don't get into discussion of Chamir Sakanta Misur. The whole concern of the Gemara was a particular type of fish called binis, or whatever that is, okay? And it doesn't apply to all fish, all right? And he refers to Marmon Kut, we'll see in a second. God made Kavari, also fish. But also binis, ain't no matzui ben in him. We don't have that fish, and not eaten today, so we're not worried about this whole thing. That's what Sam Sofer says. The whole concern may not be because it was a specific type of fish which we don't have anymore, okay, and that's why the Rambam left it out, okay, but some sofer says I don't really think that's correct. It says mikol mokom really docho al kaponim lo yosov zechar minahu mikol yosov v'hayo lo ramo lo havi lo anshem dinoso. If in his time did, he should have quoted it for the people who do have that fish. Okay, he brings up the issue of Nishtano Hatoim. Nature changed, okay, and maybe one time it was a problem. There's more, not today. Now, this issue you've heard of before. I want to digress for a moment. You've heard of the concept of Nishtano Hatoim, okay, and it's always like, it's like a backdoor incident. Oh, Nishtano Hatoim, yeah, things are different today. Okay, human nature has changed. But the truth is, if you think about it, there are different changes. Physically that develop over the years. Okay, sometimes it's even Nishtano HaTorim from place to place. I remember, within my memory, not that long ago, we were always told when we went to Eretz Yisrael, okay, if you stay there for a while, first boil up the water before you drink water. Don't drink the water. In other countries, don't drink the water, right? Those also in Mexico. Don't drink the water, because it was bad for your stomach. Okay. Certain types of food or certain types of drinks in certain countries are bad for people who are not used to that type of food or drink. Okay, so you know, the people who live there, it's not a problem. So we were always told, when I remember when I went to Israel as a kid, it was, you know, they always boiled the water. We had special pitchers in the fridge, the water was boiled for the American guests to drink it. Until you got used to it, you're there for a couple weeks, you know, the system gets used to it. So there are certain changes that, you know, things which are considered to be dangerous, not only because, I'm not talking about a medical confusion or lack of medical knowledge, just, you know, there are things that develop that are not a problem, or not as big a problem, that sometimes things come back, you know. But anyway, be that as it may, that's the idea of the Shana HaTorim. So he says, really, this whole issue is not an issue. However, so the Chasam Sofer really dismisses this entire thing. First of all, maybe Benisa was only that particular type of fish. And second of all, even though it was only that type of piece of fish, but, you know, maybe just Tana HaTwaim, and we're not worried about this today. However, he does conclude, Chasam Sofer certainly was respected, Minig Yisrael and so on, the Hashtun Nehisho Nismach Hazel Lazos Maisel Ocham Zeh Im Zeh. And it's still Minig Yisrael Torah, right? They write in the second line of the second paragraph, Minig of the same Torah. We have the minig in terms of not eating fish and meat together and separating them and so forth. Okay, became after the havelik mo dabra hanes of the minion. It almost became like a gzera of the chachamim and then tzrichim minion achalatira. The later bezes tando wasn't quite a bezin. Okay, but he says shum hakon and nizar minig of the same Torah. However, says the Chasam Sofer. So Chasam Sofer is not telling you to eat fish and meat together, and you shouldn't have separate forks and separate plates at the table. He says, Minig of Hasein Torah. No one believed that as much as Chasam Sofer did, okay? Justify the Minig. However, Mikol Mokom Hirvachnu, Sheyotzona Mechamira Sakanta. He says, that which we have to say, Chamira Sakanta Misura, that we don't have to do. To maintain the Minig, yes, but to say now, even Shisha and all these things don't apply because Chamira Sakanta Misura, that he says, Hashtom Yes like a Sakanta. Okay? And again, Rafil be Nefsha Shagam is Maro Sakan Abamin Binisa, Velobin Mutsim Benena Klav. The Lekka El Isa Kal Rabban, it's a lower level Isa Rabban. The Hidda from the Raisa, okay, but this is even the Isa Raisa discussion, he mentioned a whole bunch of things, the Tam Kiker and Shishim, and what if it was not Bishul, but it was Iwari, all these different things. I'm not going to read the whole Psalm so far now, but at the end of the day, he said that we don't have to be more Machmir. Okay, we're going to be more machmir than we would, you know, in the realm of halacha, and we can apply whatever kulas there are. We're going to be more machmir. Yes, maybe chamir sakanta misura, but now that we know it's not really sakanta, okay, today we don't have this type of fish or nishtana hatom, whatever the reason, you don't have to go so far as to make it even more stringent. Okay, and just to give an example of something from the days of the Gemara, that this is what Chasam Sofer was referring to in Gemara Mod Katan Yud Aleph Amud Aleph 22, Omar Rav. Okay, Rav reported the following. Omar li Ada Tzayda. Ada, the fisherman, the trapper, hunter. Here's the fisherman. Kvoro, certain type of fish. Somuch lemisruche mali. Okay? Somuch lemisruche mali. The best time to eat it is just before it's going to rot. Misruche means to get spoiled. Just before it's going to spoil. Somuch lemisruche mali. Look at Rashi in 23. Klomar. Yofehu. It's better to eat it not when it was freshly fished out of the water, freshly hunted out of the water, but at a later time. That's what this fisherman who knew fish told Rav. He gave a tip. He gave Rav a tip. He said, well, here's something to tell you all about it. Someone who knows about fish, don't eat this now. Let it sit for a while and then eat it before it spoils, whatever that is. And another case, Omar Rav, Omar Li Adot Saida, he told him another thing, Kvora. Okay, this fish. Tavye ba'achua, roasted in its brother. What's its brother? Rashi said salt. Okay, how is fish and salt brothers? Because salt also comes from the water, right? Okay. Asuke ba'avua, then put it together with its father. That's the water, right? Mechla bebrei, eat it with its son, that's the fish's son, meaning the broth and the gravy, whatever comes out of the fish. And ashter le'avua, and drink it with the water. Okay, and we give them tips how to best... How to best deal with this fish. Okay? Now, but the concern, the point was that in those days, this tip was that fish is better when it's later on. It's about right before it spoils. Tosus, there on the dot, from when cut Yud Aleph says, Uvizman hazeh, tosum sakona mechot somuch l'sirhon. We today consider it a sakona right before it's going to spoil. Then this fish is spoiled. Spoiled food is bad for you. Right? So, mamish for carrot. Okay? And the other thing also, They got mishtel avur. They drink it with its father with the water, right? Amosam the mali shemun ishtanu kumar ufos from the shemeshas ain't tovus mizal azet. Maybe certain things change, just like certain medical things we know in the days of the Gemara are not considered healthy today. Oh, another thing depends, like I said before, where you are. Shemun naharas debovel malutvei. Maybe al naharas bovel. Right, the rivers of bovel maybe were different. I don't know if you remember. You know the remember it's in the Kinnis. On Tisha B'Av morning, the Kinnis, one of the early Kinnis, by Nahar Pros Lubtzu Chasidus, a motion like that in the Kinnis. Okay, remember the Medrash says that more people were killed. Remember this when they went to Bovel after the Churban, more people killed. They came and they started to drink the water. Right, Almar was Bovel, plenty of rivers in Bovel. Okay, and they came and they drank the water. More people died. I think the lashon of the kinnin is Alpnei pros nuptu chasidah. I think it's the very first of the morning kinnin. Alpnei pros nuptu chasidah. Right, people, they exploded. Their stomach exploded. It was unhealthy because they weren't used to that water. It was a different water. They came from it. So more people died there than were killed by the Babylonians. So, but on the other hand, for certain things, maybe the water is rather than better. Okay. And v'yesh mefarshim the kvora, this type of fish, lo b'chlal dog amar v'shem dog, sh'shmo kvora. Maybe it was only this type of fish, like the Sam Sofer said about the benisa. U'mishun b'dvar me'el m'shar dog. And it has this unusual quality. So these are not, that it's better to eat it right before it rots, and it's better to eat it with the salt, and whatever else Rav was told by this fisherman named Ado. Right, they cook it, let it sit with some salt, and then put it in water, and then dip in its own broth, whatever. Maybe it's only by that type of thing. Okay? So I just wanted to mention that things have changed. That's what I'm so far was driving at. Just to finish up for today, and a couple of tshuvas from the Shus Yaakov. Okay, because until now we were talking about fish with meat. So fish with meat is some type of sakana, so we discussed what the nature of sakana is. Okay? Since we talked about basar b'chalav and basar of b'chalav, so what about basar of with fish? Right, what about basar of? Is the same sakana there? It was only on the meat. Okay, good. All this started because the Taz here in the Sukkot and Gimel, the Shach and Sukkot and here, and Ar Simon said that there's a Tov Sofer to Beis Yosef. It should not say that you can't eat fish with milk. It means not eat fish with meat. Then we ask, what's the problem with fish with meat? So that's the Gemara Pesachim. It was somehow it was considered some sort of sakana. So we discussed now how far that goes. But just to finish this point up, what about fish with Bsar Oaf? Is that also part of that same? Whatever the concern is, and however strict we are, is it by Bsar Oaf also? Shus Yaakov has a Tshuva Chelik Beis and Kuf Dal. Tshuva Shus Yaakov Chelik Beis and Kuf Dal 25. He writes, Al Shuman Avaz, the Shuman of a goose, poultry, right? Hashenis Arev Tok Tavshul Shodogim Im Yesh Chashash Sakona B'Dover Olo De Ula Yesh Omer De Ein Sakona Rak B'Bosa B'Hema Mashakeno Kamashenu Ken Ofos Shenibra Marakak. Okay, it was created from the mud. Gracious, right? And in a certain sense, chicken or birds are closer to fish. They have like Chaskasim Kedogim. It's an interesting, what do you call it, to all the species. Somehow fish are closer to chicken than the chart of the species. Right? So maybe there's no sakana. Maybe the only sakana, the animal is so different. So to mix them with fish is a problem. But fish is closer to chickens, okay, to birds. So anyway, he said, Tshuva, on the next page, on Dovish, we stop the Kiesh, on Dovish, on Sakana, lo yadat, makam, stop the lake. Dostami ame hadin, he said, yitu bahade biso, dosa lich, which are kind of gam sarof bechal. He says, why should sarof not be? Okay. And therefore, chol ha-posko mishon ha-racham lo histir echer and chilek zeh. I didn't see anybody bring this chilek up. Anything which is classified by Allah as basa is included. Okay. And nobody seems to make a distinction. And he quotes a Mordechai in Chulin, who talks about dogim, shenimlich, and ofos, dein lo-osu mishum sakana, dein sakana mlicha. Right, they just salted them together at the same time. You know, maliach, is a form of cooking. In a certain sense, that we don't have to go, but if there's no sakana at all, why would we bring it up all together? So anyway, that's how the Shus Yaakov concludes there. And in a different tshuva, okay, Chelik Gimel, out of some ayin, owed by Zechav Bishul, the Tignu, Dog, and Melukim, and Shuman Avos, okay, here they actually fried it in Shuman Avos and so on. They didn't know if there's any sakana or not. It's the same thing. it's also Mishum Sakana, not to throw it out. Hinei Kvar Mavur, specifically quotes others of his farm. All right. Just a second. However, he said that there's Shishim against it, there's room to be Mekel. All right. The Pesachei Tshuva, you can take a look in 27 here, by there in Sim Kufta Zion, also indicates that there's no chiluk. In Sukkot Beis, he writes Psar Dag. He says they look in the first Tshuva, he was asked about this, and he makes no chiluk. And the only thing is, again, he quotes there's other Tshuva in Shus Yaakov and others that maybe all the Chumras and so on don't apply because with birds in terms of Shishim and everything else, there's room to be Mekel in that regard. Just to finish for today, take a look at the 28, the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan has a quick summary of everything. 28, Sim Kuf Tazayin, Sif Yud. Aruch HaShulchan writes, Tzorach Rizoyer, Shelo Lecho Bosu Dog Biyachad, Nesha Koshel Tzoraz. Okay, we don't eat them together. Behein Chiluk, Behein Bzar Behem, Bzar Of. He said, no chiluk with chicken or Bzar Of, or Behem, it doesn't matter. Behein Ein Litzlos Bosar in Dog, Betanar Kotten. Should cook them together. Avol, zov, the gravy interacts, gravy flows from one to the other, and vada also. That was the marshal, remember? He says it's multimachanila. Viesh osim gam b'dieved. That was the Beersheba, right? The two other extremes. We don't wash our hands, despite the fact that the Rosh did. Now he says, the Yesh Omrin, the Achshav Nishtana HaToyim. The Kama Dvarim Sh'omer B'Gemara Mishum Ruach Ra, Ein Anu Nizharim B'Zeh. The Ein HaMedino Shobazel L'Zeh, right? Not the same ever, like I mentioned before. The Gamar B'Zeh Balai Tosos, quotes that Tosin Mokotin. Kosuwa Masha Omer B'Gemara Sham D'Kavra Samach L'Mishom Mali, eat fish right before it spoils, that's when it's good. Tosin says, no, B'Zman HaZeh Tosin Zakar L'Mechav Samach L'Sichon. And God mischievous Maya Machadag, these are some demali. Achshav Eno came. Bisham and Nishana, Kamara Fush Vishash, Enon Tobas Menazaz, what Tobas says. Okay? And then Rafa Shulchan brings it. The Da'ash Yesh Misham Dosh of Sakar, Bishal Dog, and Bosser, Eno Bottom, Bilu Bashishim, quotes that Taz, that there's no Bittle in Bashishim. The Cholkol of Kamag Dolim, the Rock Paris Nochash Eno Bittle, that was in the Kutta Kesset, right? Abu Bishari Dorim Bottle, Bashishim, and so on. So, and by the licha is not a problem. So therefore, you look at that, and there's a quick sum of everything we said. As I said, the more widespread practice today, I think, is that we certainly don't eat meat and fish together, and we usually have separate plates or separate dishes, and many people, we don't get up and wash, but many people will have a bite of challah and or a glass of schnapps or something like that, and those enjoy that in between, so not to mix basar and dog. We had to finish this up tomorrow. We'll talk also about what's the tattoo with the base. We'll ask the dog with cholov. Is that type of mistake, or do we really mean that? We'll talk about that tomorrow.